26:21 says, a quarrelsome person starts fights as easily as hot embers light charcoal or fire lights wood. I wonder why that is. You know, there's some people that's so quarrelsome. Like the other night, I was watching that testimony that we've got back there on the Heaven and Hell. If you haven't watched that, you need to get a copy of that DVD and take it home and watch it. Because one of the men that was there that give his testimony, he had been raised up in such a bad, awful home. He was so quarrelsome and so angry at the world. I mean, at a drop of a hat, he could be fighting mad. In fact, when he got grown and he married and had I believe they said his son was 5 years old, and they were literally going down to the grocery store to get something one day, and he and his little son starts into the door, and as they start into the door, somebody else started out. Have you ever done that with somebody? Two of you hit the door at the same time? Well, you know, any normal man would back up or pull the door open and say, come on through. But not this guy. He slammed the door back against the guy, pushed the guy back down. The guy fell into a bunch of bottles and stuff. Now, if that had been me, I'd have got up and said, sir, what is the problem? But the guy that fell down was a little bit like the guy that pushed him. And when you get two of those kind of people together, what do you got? You've got fire, that's right. And the one that fell down, he fell in a bunch of bottles, glass bottles, and broke them. He reached down, grabbed one of them bottles by the neck and come up like this and started hacking, the guy said. And the first hack, he hit this arm right here and almost cut it completely off. I mean, just cut everything, arteries, veins. And the other guy said, man, he's still fighting. He don't know he's bleeding to death. And in a few minutes, the guy owner comes over and says, sir, if you don't get to the hospital, you're going to bleed to death. You're pumping blood all over the place. Well, they look. That does stop the fight. They take him on the way to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, the guy dies. And he opens his eyes in a place like he ain't never seen. And when he did come back, when God brought this guy back, he said, I had been in and out of every kind of prison. I had seen everything I thought could be done to a human being that was wicked. But he said, what I saw in the place I went, everything I had seen on earth was like a Sunday school picnic. You know, nobody even compares these two things, do they? See? This guy wound up in this place called hell, where there's wicked demons down there. And, of course, when the Lord says there, a quarrelsome person starts fights as easily as hot embers lights a charcoal or fire lights a wood. You know, we have seen times, just like right out here in front of our house, there was a man up there beside the road building a sign one day, and he had to put some post up, and it was in July, and it hadn't rained in 30 or 40 days, and I mean everything out here, that big tall grass that was all over the place that had been here during the spring, it was as dry as you could get. And he's out there using a cutting torch, and all of a sudden he looks up and the whole country is burning all around him. Far too late for him to put it out. He calls 911. The fire trucks from two or three areas start coming out here, and this country just starts blazing. It's coming right this way. My wife called me on the telephone at work. She said, fire is all out south of our house coming straight toward us. She said, what do you want me to do? I said, I'll take authority over it and ask the Lord to send a couple of angels. And then I said, I'll be on there. I'll come home immediately. So I did. I prayed. I said, Lord, now my property, you've given it to me. I said, I'm walking in obedience to your word. You promised to protect me. You promised to send angels. I said, now, Lord, do something to direct that fire around my place. I've got a house up there and I got a shop up there. I got tractors and equipment sitting around. You give them all to me, and I don't want to see none of them burn up in the name of Jesus. And so I got in my truck, and I did not get excited. I drove speed limit. I never broke the speed limit. When I got here and pulled on the place, the fire had completely went around behind my house, around behind Larry's house, and right out across the corner of my field out there, and went up to the road, and they put it out. That's all it burned on my whole place. I mean, what did God say we could ask for, Bill?
Anything.
Don't you think it's time we start believing Him?
Amen, I do now.
Yeah, you do now. I mean, we went a lot of years without asking him for nothing, didn't we? And all that time, this power was available to you as an obedient son of God. And you just didn't know it. But when you know it and you ask in faith and then thank him for helping you, he'll do it, won't he? Yes, he'll. You know that now, though. You're getting a hold of it. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, so this quarrelsome person, we don't want to be this guy, do we? Now, this we see what happened to this guy on that video. If you get a copy of that Heaven or Hell Testimonies there, you'll see when two quarrelsome men start run together. I mean, just think, if either one of them had been a nice guy, you know, I mean, there would have been no fight. But since two of them run together at the same time, I mean, they had an awful fight there, and both those men got hurt seriously, but one of them died and got to go to hell, of course, and then come back. It changed his life forever. Then he says, what dainty morsels rumors are, but they sink deep into one's heart. Dainty morsels are rumors. Rumors are dainty morsels. Now, if you hear somebody tell you something that somebody did, should you repeat it more than once?
No.
Should you repeat it at all?
No.
Absolutely not. I don't care if you saw it happen yourself and you know or think you know what you saw. But I have seen people that take three or four different men at or women at an accident scene from different perspectives, and the police officer asks all of them what happened, and everybody's seen something different. You know that? I guarantee we do not see the same thing. We think we do, but we do not. So whenever we hear stories about people, we should never repeat those stories. You know, somebody comes and says, you know, I saw Thurman downtown Dallas today in a restaurant with another woman. You know, well, now, maybe I wasn't really. I'm just using this as an example. Maybe I was downtown Dallas. Maybe I was in a restaurant. And maybe there was a beautiful woman standing beside my side. But, hey, maybe she was waiting in line just like me. You see where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Now, if somebody had walked in and see something like that, and maybe for sure, if she'd have been sitting there and I'd have said, oh, ma'am, do you know Jesus? While we're sitting there, well, I talked to her about Jesus, you know, and I'm talking to her, somebody said, Thurman's running around on Cheryl. Some guy walks in, I can't believe this. Does those kind of stories get around like that, Lance? Sure they do. And we start taking those little morsels or those little rumors, and somebody else takes that. And now here's the way to do those. One time I was kidding one of the men at work. He had a lovely manager. It was a lady, and she was just a real sweetheart. I knew her and her husband both real well. And one day I was kidding him, and he always called her Miss Joan. And I said, Bob, I'm not even going to tell you what Miss Jones said about you. You ever heard somebody say that?
Uh-huh.
He walked up to me and said, well, I'll say one thing, Thurman. If Miss Jones said anything about me, it was good. So, you know, that's the attitude he had in his frame of mind about the person he worked for. You know, and, you know, a lot of people will say, what'd she say about me? Just automatically, what'd she say about me? I do something wrong? Is that the way we live? That's the way most people live. And so then we spread rumors. So the Lord says there that what dainty morsels rumors are, but they sink deep into one's heart. So the best thing to do is get rid of them. Don't ever even speak one. Don't even talk about it, because the more you talk about it, the more these things will build up and the more you can change it. And so best thing to do is say, hey, I ain't going there. I ain't going to talk about it. I don't believe it. Verse 23 and 24. Smooth words may hide a wicked heart, just as a pretty glaze covers a common clay pot. Now, there is some people that can talk with very smooth words, and they can really hide a wicked heart. Now, then, you think about, maybe you have been a woman that's been deceived by one of these smooth-talking men. There's a lot of them out there. I mean, I talked with two women, I guess it was Sunday morning. I talked with two women Sunday morning that are both divorcees, and neither one of them had anything to say good about any men in the church. The men in the church are no different than the men in the world. Now, what a shame. How does women know that? They date these guys and go with them, and then they find out what they're like. Hey, I think, well, okay, Lord. Smooth words may hide a wicked heart, just as a pretty glaze covers a common clay pot. You know, it's amazing how, have you ever seen these little things that people make, and it's just a simple little form of clay, and they fire it and all that stuff, and then they come back and put, paint it and do all kinds of stuff, put a beautiful glaze over it and fire that thing, and man, I can't believe how beautiful this thing is compared to what it was. You ever seen those things?
I've done it.
You've done it, so you know what I mean. That beautiful glaze does something to it when you fire it, doesn't it? Yes, it really is. So it's a very good example. Then verse 24 says, people with hate in their hearts may sound pleasant enough, but don't believe them. This is a tough one to follow. You know, people with hate in their heart. And this is something you can't get, you know, just real quick. Usually, you cannot tell. You have to really be careful and be around people for a while to learn what people are really like. And sometimes, I guess that you really never, I'm thinking about even yourself, God says you don't even know your own heart, really. You know, so if I can't even know my own heart, how am I going to ever know yours? Only God knows it, right? So it's impossible. All we can do is say, okay, Lord, we need help today. I got to have some help. But we definitely don't want to be one of the people with hate in their hearts, because it's an awful thing to have hate in your heart. We want to love people and have love in our heart and not hatred. 25 and 26. Though they pretend to be kind, their hearts are full of all kinds of evil. All kinds of evil. While their hatred may be concealed by trickery, it will finally come to light for all to see. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.